This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News and Massage Therapist channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Edward Chang that owns a neuromuscular massage therapy business. He is proud to have helped many people, a success he attributes to taking a very personalized approach with his clients. Edward, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are most welcome. Our pleasure. So, as a former medical massage therapist, you must have seen a lot in the industry. What would you say is the number one problem for your clients?
The number one problem that I have seen with clients is that when they have a very serious condition and they're looking for someone that does massage therapy, the number one thing that they're seeing is that massage therapists have no clue about what they're doing. And it's not like they don't know how to massage. They know how to do a massage. They know how to do a general Swedish massage with lotions and oils, or a shiatsu, which is more of a relaxing massage style. But apart from that, they have nothing else to provide. And that often is one of the biggest things that they struggle with. I have heard so many stories where it's like, oh, I've gone through 15, 20 massage therapists and none of them are any good. And I'm thinking like the pain is always going to be here. And I'm like, no, they're out there. It's just you need to know how to get to them. You need to know how to find them. You need to know how to isolate a good therapist. And I do see that often as being the number one thing that they're looking for, someone that knows their anatomy, knows their physiology, knows biochemistry. You need to know a whole bunch of stuff. It's almost like medical doctor. They need to know how to work with a human body. They need to know the details. They need to know the mechanics. If they don't know that, then why the hell am I working with you? And that is something that I do see as something that a lot of clients are looking for, but don't necessarily find often. And so they're just extremely happy when they see me, but it's just like, it's nothing special.
I hear you on that. Now, what causes the lack of proficient massage therapists in the market?
The lack usually comes, it's from many things and many of interactive parts in between it. Number one is the standards. It's only 500 hours of education that is needed for massage therapy, which is about half a year of education. Also, the education standards, apart from that, are so low. Most of the instructors probably came from straight from high school, took a massage therapy program, practiced for 2 years, then came back and then started teaching. There has been some establishments which have hired massage therapy teachers with less than a year of experience and allowed them to become teaching assistants or teachers. And so the standards there are very low. There's the other end where businesses aren't paying massage therapists enough, maybe $10, $15 an hour per appointment. So if the person doesn't show up for the appointment, they don't get paid. And so there's no respect for the therapist as well on the business end because they don't really have a great knowledge basis. And so they're not worth it. So there's a lot of struggles in between therapists and business and the government as well. They still think we're prostitutes in a way. And so there's all this struggle going on between everything. The standards are very low, and then people aren't willing to pay more for the therapist, so they can't actually afford to raise the standards, and all this stuff goes on, and it just becomes a big, giant mess.
And I definitely can see that from your explanation. Now, Edward, you know, you've got a lot of experience within the industry. How do you find a proficient therapist?
The way to go ahead and find them is, number one, ask your physician, your primary care physician or chiropractor or your physical therapist, someone that has gone through an extensive medical education, not a personal trainer. They basically can pick up a book, read the book, take an exam, and then become a personal trainer that has very little standards. you need to go find people that are they have a medical degree at the end of their name or some sort of medical standing at the end of their name. Go ahead and ask them. They will know who to refer you to. They will tell you where to go. That is the number one source that you would need to look for. If they don't know anyone, then the second thing you can go ahead and do is start inquiring about their background. Start saying, hey, okay, what have you done? Have you taken any courses in anatomy, in physiology? Do you work with doctors most of the time? Do you have anyone that you work with that is a physician? How often are you working with them? You need to start learning how to ask them background questions and being a little bit nose-picky. I mean, it sounds a little bit rude, but it's like you're paying nowadays, massage can cost from 45 to 60 to 120. So it's just like, it's your money. You better make it worth your time because that's a lot of money. Ask the questions and really know your therapist before you go ahead and go with the session. Not just they're good. I don't care if they're good. I don't care if someone thinks they're good. I care about, okay, what education have you had and are you applying that education? You know, I went to massage school. That's great. That tells me nothing. Let me ask about the anatomy and stuff. Go ahead and start asking them about their background. That's what I would do, other than asking your doctor. But that's what I would do.
And that's most helpful information, and certainly appreciate your insight in all regards today. We are with Edward Chang that owns a neuromuscular massage therapy business. He's proud to have helped many people, a success he attributes to taking a very personalized approach with his clients, and he's sharing his experience here with us today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Massage Therapy channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Edward, if they are hard to find, how do you isolate the good ones from the bad ones?
You can't. It's really, really hard to actually be able to isolate good ones from the bad ones. You can't. Even if you go to a medical office, you can't be like, oh, I'm sure they're going to be very proficient massage therapists. Just because the majority of the ones that are coming out of school are not proficient at doing their job already. So, you know, the chiropractors have to take what they've got in the region that they are in, and they just have to accept whatever's coming at them. So it's really, really hard, and it's almost impossible. And, you know, I've heard so many stories where chiropractors are almost irritated at massage therapists because they're doing things behind closed doors that they really shouldn't. Diagnosing is one big one. Doing this neck pull at the back of the neck to physicians, we call it the occipital area. And they're pulling on the occipital area saying, oh, yeah, that feels good. And it's like, no, you're doing joint mobilization. You're possibly adjusting the atlas, which is one of the spine vertebrae. It's just like, no. That's the chiro's job, not your job. What are you doing? So even in a medical office, it's hard. It's very difficult to just isolate good ones from bad ones. And, you know, again, the only thing you can do is ask their background, but it is very hard to find. That's why I'm saying ask a doctor.
Also, Edward, is there anything clients can be doing at home in the absence of a decent therapist?
Yes, there are. So there's certain things you can do, such as foam rolling. That's very, very good. It's nothing in comparison to a massage therapist, but because we actually know where the tissues are, we can actually focus on very individual muscles. But foam rolling in general is good. Try not to roll the IT band. I know a lot of people have been told to roll the IT band, but don't do that unless your physician says so. That's one thing you could do. The reason for that basically being that the IT band is a piece of fascia. It does not have an ability to recontract, and so the minute you, and it's a ligamentous tissue, so if you go ahead and foam roll out this ligamentous tissue, it's not going to come back if you roll it too far and it gets stretched too far. So highly advise don't roll the IT band, but formalin is a good idea. Heat packs or cold packs, go ahead and test which one's better for you. You can use both, but it depends on which one's going to feel better for you. If it's a cold pack, try not to leave it on too long. You only want to leave it on for about 15 seconds, move it, 15 seconds, move it. Try not to leave it on too long. You don't want to go ahead and freeze your skin off. That's not a good idea. And also, e-stem is something you could do. But with e-stem, try to make sure that your physician has approved it and then let them direct you of where to put the electrical patches. So basically a little electrical device that will stimulate your muscles. So those are things you could do at home, and they're not solutions, but they do kind of help assist you with the pain until you do see a primary care physician. Same thing with massage therapists. We're there to help you. We help you a little bit more than formalin, heat packs, and e-stem than those materials itself. But we are not substitute for a doctor who is actually there to get you better. So that's what you could basically do at home.
And that information is certainly appreciated. Thanks for that. Now, in conclusion, at the end of the day, what advice would you give someone if that was the only piece of advice that you could give them?
Number one piece of advice is take care of yourself first. After seeing so many patients, the number one reason why they're not getting better is because they're not putting aside the time to go ahead and take care of yourself. And it always catches up. I always tell patients, look at the old population. You see them old and crotchety, and they're on their little walking sticks, or they're sitting in a wheelchair, or they're crouched over and they can barely move. Think about those people, and then think about the old people that are moving. How many people are old and moving really well versus how many people are old and they're not moving too well? The not moving too well is the majority. Why is that? Because they didn't take care of themselves, and they got their work, let the work take care, basically take over their lives. And so it always catches up. Take care of yourself now. Don't ignore the pain. What eventually happens if you start ignoring the pain is that it becomes desensitized and you ignore it. Don't do that. Take care of the pain now. Make time for it, because it will catch up later. And that is the number one piece of advice I would give people, is take care of yourself and put aside that time to take care of yourself. Do it now. Don't wait till later, because when you get old, oh my gosh, it is too difficult to work with after that, because your recovery rate is so low. You're going to have to come in multiple times every single week, like almost every day. So I would recommend, do it now. Don't do it later, because it's going to give us a headache later, and it's going to give you a headache later. So don't do that. Do it now.
Well, Mr. Chang, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Certainly enjoyed your visit with us here today. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how could they also be in touch?
So right now we did close the massage therapy website. I did open the lifestyle coaching website instead. I am starting to head in that direction. But if they want to go ahead to my lifestyle coaching website, they can always contact me through there. And I can still go ahead and help you through that approach, where you go ahead and contact me through that page. Just kind of let me know in a message, hey, you know what? I want help with the medical side of things. I can definitely help you out there. But just go ahead and visit Chang Edwards, ChangEdwards.com.
Well, Edward, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Again, continued success, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
We have been speaking with Edward Chang, that owns a neuromuscular massage therapy business. He is proud to have helped many people, a success he attributes to taking a very personalized approach with his clients. And for more information, simply visit ChangEdwards.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News and Massage Therapist channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.